word that the Lord is going to speak. I want us to get it and do it. I want us to follow this with this instruction, these instructions that God has given me today. There ain't nothing out of the word. It's right down in here. Ain't got nothing new. It's not Celeste 25. It's the word. I believe if we'll keep the word, children of God, I believe God will do what he say. I be glad. He's not a man to lie or the son of man to repent. Amen. You know, he said, I was thinking about the children's testimony. The Lord tell us in all our ways to acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. Children of God, it's a shortcut to getting your prayers answered. It's a shortcut. This is the shortcut right here. When you praying about something, listen to this now. The next time y'all pray about something, you say, Lord, you say in all your ways to acknowledge you. And you will direct my path. Now, I'm acknowledging you, so direct my path. Keep the word before God. You hear what I'm, this is what God told me. I know it's the truth. Keep it before him. Because it's the word that moves. It's the word that creates the heavens. It's the word that's calling that sun to shine. It's the word of God that's holding up the earth. It's the word. Woo! There is strength. There is power in the word. Thank you, Jesus. So I want us to do this. I want us to start to practice in this. To take the word to God. So I'm just trying to, Lord, let me find a word. Let me see. Let me find a word. I know he hear your prayers, but listen. He moves by the word. When Jesus Christ was in the wilderness, up on that mountain, you remember when he was being tempted? What did he use on Satan? The word. He used the word. We got to realize how powerful the word is, because the word is God. Then the Bible say the word is God? Ooh, this is really going on here. So I want us to pray for Dad and pray for Brother Mark. Anybody else? Oh yeah, keep my daughter. She had a car accident, and her head has been bothering her ever since. She's been having trouble headaches, and people are on her to close the case. You know, of course, the people wanted to close the case, all these lawyers and all. But she said, no, I'm not closing nothing until I find out what's wrong with my head. And when I find out what's wrong with my head, then we can talk about something else. So she said, Mama, I said, no, you just hold on in there till you find out what's wrong. And so we want to pray for her. Father, we ask you, and we can send the word because the Bible says we can. He sent the word and healed him. So we send the word to Shelly. We send it to her, Lord, and you'd work that thing out. Whatever it is, God, you let her know what's wrong with her head. We send the word, oh God, to Mark Flippo this morning in the hospital. Lord, we send the word to him. And we pray, Lord, that you would intervene in this thing and tell him what's the matter and let him know, God, about some things that I believe you told me. But I pray in Jesus' name that you would move by your spirit and your great, wonderful power. I pray for Dad, Lord, you help him to do what's right in his eating habits so he can be well. I ask it in Jesus' name. You know, I'm going to tell you, there's something else. We have to do what's right. Just because you saved don't mean you got a tip on nature. Hello? If you ain't supposed to eat a whole bunch of candy, then you can't eat a whole bunch of candy. Children of God, a lot, then we come crying, wonder why God won't do. No, it's you. It's you. Because when we were praying about something that was hurting us, the Lord told me, say, sugar fuels inflammation. Now, that's what God told me. Sugar fuels it. And you eat a lot of candy, that's just like putting kerosene on whatever you're suffering with. I may find that out. I'll probably read that up in something. But, you know, you just have to do what's right. Amen. Somebody fix that for me. Turn it down or do something, okay? Amen. So we're going to, we're supposed to take up the offering now, don't we? So, Tawana about that, give me the ass, and she better come on, take this office up so we can, praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord. You know, you may be seated, but we're looking for brother. I just kind of feel in my heart that he's going to be okay.
Amen.
I feel like he's going to be all right, Brother Mark. And I pray God that, you know, It's just what's bothering me now in my heart. We have to keep the word. We have to do what the word say do. You know, if the Lord say do this and that, then you got to do that. You can't be looking, well, I don't. No, whatever it say do, that's what you got to do. And you can rest assured that if you're walking in the word of God, Lord, you told me this and I'm doing this, praise the Lord, then it's gonna work. So come and bring your offerings today. Bring them unto the Lord. And I want to thank God for how he has been such a wonderful, wonderful to take care of this. He did something else. He's a good, good, good. He's more than good, good, good. And we want to pray also for Brother David that they will get, I'm talking about overseas, you know, Brother David Lloyd, that he would be blessed and get the things that he needs for the offerings and the stuff that he needs to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of you that want to work for Jesus, the door's been opened over there in Hidden Valley. In fact, the business, the lady gave me the room. And I'm going to tell you, El, you go ahead and do what you're going to do first, and then I'll speak. Thank you, Jesus.
To you. We pray, God, you will bless those who gave, those had the heart to give or did not have to give. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now let me see the people in our church this morning who really believe that the word is God's word, that the Bible do work. I want to be sure that I'm talking to the right folks. I got enough hands. Yeah, I don't want to be talking to myself. Praise the Lord. This is a new day, and it's we all are guilty of this, children of God. We all. Ain't gonna say nobody say, duh. No, I'm not speaking this because I think I'm so good to speak it. I'm speaking because the Holy Spirit gave it to me to speak. And I'm looking at me first. It goes just like, see this. Praise the Lord. But I'm really excited about seeing God's word work. I'm very excited about it. I told Al, we went over there Monday. We stepped out and went over into to the valley and knocked on some doors. And people were so kind. And I was really impressed with Bryson. I mean, this young man was 20-something years old. You know, he wasn't flippant. He wasn't, I mean, huh? Oh, he's 16? Whatever. Yeah, teenager. And he was just so sweet. His spirit, he looked at Brother Al and he respected him. And, you know, you be thinking like the world is, but it's a lot of good people out there too. It's a lot of people that's not going to be cussing you out and turning your nose up. Now, you're going to have some, but you're going to be few of them. So everybody we knocked on the door, they were kind. One lady looked out the window and she said, I was going to see what y'all Jehovah's Witnesses. So Al said, how did you know? She said, well, I could tell you where you dress, you weren't Jehovah's Witnesses. Because Al had on a T-shirt. She said, I guess they'd be sharp or something. I said, yeah, you better put that down to make sure. But we had a real good time, and we learned some things about people. And the buses are going to get fixed because I believe that the buses are going to pick up a lot of folks out there. It's open out there. And the lady who owns the place, or under this lady, she just fell in love with us and just love us. And so she told us, she said, you know, you can come out here if you want to. I said, well, we was doing something for the church. It was Tawana trying to have a tea, and the money is involved in it. She said, I don't care. As long as you speak about Jesus, come on. It'll hold 100. She said, come on. And so she decided, I think, to have it somewhere else. So I'm thinking, that place is open. I'm going in there. So I sit down like you did, Brother Derek, and I said, God, give me an idea. I said, that place is open. It'll hold 100 people. Ain't 100 in this church. But I said, Lord, give me something. And I didn't have nothing. I just kept rocking and listening. And all of a sudden, pre-Thanksgiving lunch. Oh, that's good. Zoop, zoop, zoop. Write it down. Call Gwen. She know about this stuff. She called Dee Dee. I said, you know what? I'm going out there, and the girl that we talked to was so nice, I'm going to get some of them to help me do this. Hello? Then while I was sitting here, I said, yeah, we go out there. I'm getting Brother John to sing. I ain't going to be trying to get out somebody, get somebody. I'm going to get him to sing a song. We're going to go out there and win some souls. And Jesus fed them, and I told Al, I said, I will fund the dinner. Because it ain't going to be no turkey and all, you know what I'm saying? Pre-Thanksgiving, I said, well, a lunch. Gwen said, it's a lunch, Mom. I said, y'all get together. You put your heads together. We going. And so I'm going to call her Monday and say, I will take that, take it. I will take the room. She's going to let us use the room. And she's the one who let us use the pavilion out there. And now we're going to use the room. You, and when you said your testimony, there are things we you don't know how God leads. You may have it in your mind, well, we got to do the. No. You may have something. God opened doors, you go in them. And I thought, I said, now this woman done told me I can have that room for nothing. You know what she said? Many people come out here and play games with these people. She said, but Sister David, you, if you come out here and give them the word, because she know I do, hey. She one of them old-time Christians. Tell these girls what to do. Tell these men how to act. I said, oh, I love her. I just love them and Angelica. Oh, I love her. And she said, we just need somebody to come and tell us the truth. I thought, you got it. I know it. I know it's work. Yes. Yes. No, you got to stay out there. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. We've been out there. Yeah, we've been out there.
And you might wake them up.
We've been out there.
But we have surely seen results.
Yes.
You know Tasha, that's
yeah, absolutely.
She's one of those kids.
Yes.
And her mother has gotten in since then. Her sister goes to church.
Yes.
Now. And her little nephew.
Yes.
Is a gentleman.
Yes. But you know what, sister, not to cut you off, but anywhere you go to work, you got to stay with it. When God tell you to go somewhere, when he told Peter and them, say, go to Asia, they worked in Asia until Asia was worked. You know, they worked in whatever until it was worked. I'm here, and I'm still here. We're ready to work. Let me see, yeah. I'm ready to go to work. I told Ali, he said, Pastor, what, I'm ready to go to work. Well, and wherever he say, do it, that's where I'm ready. But so we've been out there years. We went out when we was down in the other place. We went out there. It seemed like the door keeps opening for us to come out there. And so they are there and they love us. Let's go. And so I'll get the day. I'm thinking about October. I'll get the date and we'll go. Amen. And like she said, it take work. But it take work to work any field. Any field you work in, he called it work in the Bible. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So if you ain't ready to work, don't go. You know, yes, like she said, you can't go once. And no, we got to keep going. We got to keep going. Keep going until you get something out of there. And another thing about that place, people move in and out. So you don't see the same people. They may live a year out there, and then they move on and move. But you got to consider all that. All I'm considered is that they have opened the door for us, and I'm going to go in the door. Amen. Let us go into the scripture this morning, and I'm going to leave a few things with you that that I want you to look over and practice. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. In the 58th verse, start there. Then we're going to go over into James. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you, Lord, for how you're speaking to the church. I want to thank you how you're speaking to your people. I want to thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. I want to thank you that you're still a prayer answering God. You're a good God. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Lord, that even we get old, you say down to our age, you will bear us. I want to thank you for bearing us this long, Father. I want to thank you. I praise you. I praise you. And so today, Lord, as we, like, begin again, we, Lord, lay a foundation, Lord, of your word. I pray, Lord, that you would help and you would bless. I pray, Lord, that this word would go into our hearts and, Lord, it would just do something, that the engrafted word would get down in our hearts, that we would do, and, Lord, that we would grow. I ask it in Jesus' name. Bless thy servant in the name of the Lord, for I am thy handmaid. And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint thy handmaid this morning in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's the scripture God gave me last week. Be steadfast. You know what to be steadfast mean? Be firm. Be secure. And this which is, we will be firm and secure in the work that God give us to do. Hallelujah. Like the ship. I was reading in Acts where the ship went into the land and stuck. And the Bible say it was unmovable. You couldn't move the front of the ship that when Paul was on it going to this land. It stuck in there and they couldn't move it. That's the way we got to be with the Lord. We got to stick with it. Say stick with it. Yes, Lord. And be firm. We got to be firm in what we do. Okay, unmovable, steadfast, unmovable. Now, yeah, that makes sense. You know what that means. Don't move from, you know what I think about too, about, Lord, we've been in this thing a long time. There are many older people that's been here a long time. But children, what God give you, keep it. We used to have an old lady say, get all you can and can all you get. Keep what God give you. Don't move from your profession. Don't let the times move you. Don't let the people move you around. Because people will move you around if you look. And you get the one, I'm the only one standing like Elijah. I'm the only one standing. No, no, you ain't the only one. There are other people that are standing too. Stay with what God give you. Stay in the holiness of whatever he gives you that's good. Stay with it. Say, stay with it. Help me, Lord, to stay with it. Yeah, to stay with it. He said, all and unmovable and always abounding. You know what abound means? To get more, just always just go at it. I'm reading the scripture because this way I feel like in Hidden Valley and whatever else God give me to do. But I want to abound in what he gives us to do. Because what the work that he gives us to do is recorded. It's not in vain. And here's something that I heard a brother preach on the churches. A lot of the churches had love and they had this and that. But the Philadelphia church had love and works. You know, and I looked at our church, I said, Lord, we got love in this church. It's these people are the most loving, wonderful people. Everybody coming here say the same thing. Praise God. But we got to get this work thing going. Now, you're not working to go to heaven now. Now, you're not working for that. And like sister say, but you can't just sit and keep what you got and not help somebody. When you get love in your heart, God in your heart, you want to tell somebody else. You want to see, you know, you sit down, children of God, you look at the world and you'll go, oh, Lord, these folks done went crazy. Amen. And she just gave me something there about the Pope. You know, people love the Pope. If he said that, that's horrible. We just, you know, we see the leaders are out of place. Listen, but that's no excuse for you. You went to school. He took you and you learned. You can read and write. You better get your eyes off the leaders. Get your eyes off of Sister So-and-so. And she got this great big church. And you better get your, Lord told us to keep your eyes in the hills from which come your help. Keep your eyes upon me. Keep your eyes off of people. And hold fast to what I give you. Hold fast, children of God. Don't let the devil have you messing around and flipping and flopping. You are yourself. You hear me? God give you something, praise the Lord, you keep it. Am I making something? Keep what God give you. So many people have fallen. People I've known for years, they started off some kind of way and you wouldn't even know them now. You know, they're happened to you? Well, you know, the Lord said so and so. But you know, let me tell you something about, that's Jesus' new man. And the man is terrible, terrible. Because man want to be like everybody else. It's something about man. It's terrible. But I said, Lord, help me to keep my eyes upon you. You better ask God to do that too. Better ask him. Now I want to go over to James. And we want to lay some things that I want you to remember. Because pastors remember them too. I'm not just giving them to you. This goes to me too. James, the servant of the Lord. I want to start in, number two. I'm starting number one. James, a servant of God. I'm going to do a little reading. He's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, a letter. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. Children of God, you're going to go through some temptations. Get out. You're going to go, young folk going through, old folk going through. You're going to go through some temptations. And temptation means just what it say, temptations. It means something that will try to pull you to the other side. That's a temptation. Then he said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith. Lord, this is not right. I ain't doing this. It's not right. I'm going to hold on to you. But let patience have for a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You'll know God. If you flip and flop, you're never going to know him. You're never going to know him. I'm someplace, I can do it myself. You cannot, you see what man do when he do it with himself. I don't know, I know a lot of people don't look at a lot of television, don't have television. But it's a program over there about this young fellow who thought he was a girl. I told y'all about this. I don't know, I've seen a lot of this, but this really breaks my heart about this child. Because I saw her, I followed her when she grew up. They had on there from the time she was 3 on up, now she's 17. Now she's 17 years old. And this is the crazy thing about it. Nature itself teaches you that you're wrong. If you are a girl in a boy's body, why you got to go get shots to be a girl? Why you got to go get anything moved off of you? I was born a woman, and I have matured as a woman. I have a womb. I've had babies. Whoever listening. Don't let the devil done fool you to death. You, how in the world can you say that you are a girl when you got boy workings? It ain't nothing but the devil. I say nothing but the devil that have gotten this child. It's so sad. That's what made me mad. I said, a little kid, but you know what? In all of this I've looked at, God ain't never come up. He never came up in the conversation. He never came up. But when you try to do things on your own, you're going to have some terrible things working in your life. Because the devil going to lead you down the path that he wants you to go. And it's not a godly path. You're going to be doing stupid stuff. I said, Lord, now how could that be? Then they got to go get reconstruction surgery. Why you got to be reconstructed? If you're a girl, you shouldn't have to be reconstructed. If you're a girl, then you're a girl. Is that right? If you was born a man, you shouldn't have to get no reconstruction. What kind of reconstruction? It's terrible. But this is what the enemy has done to God's creation. But when you do it yourself and God is not in it, it ain't no telling where you may end up. Because I've seen people end up in some terrible places. Children of God, it's wrong. I don't care if your mama do it, if your daughter, your daddy do it, if you got a cousin that do it, and you got some sisters that do it, it is wrong. Hold to God's principles. No matter who, I'm saying you don't have to offend people. You know, you don't have to offend people, but it's wrong. And it's not wrong, it's abominable to God for them to take what he made so precious and mess it up like that. That's terrible. It's terrible. He said, oh, Jesus, it's so sad. Thank you, Lord. It said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. They give it to all men liberally and abradeth not, or don't hold back. and it shall be given him. Now he said, if you need wisdom about anything, ask him. But let him ask in faith. Now nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed and had. Them kids went through, and they're gonna try to find out themselves what they're gonna do. They've still been asking, because they asked in faith the best they knew how. And when you ask in faith, God will answer you. I don't care how long you have to wait, and he ain't gonna let you wait too long. He knows where you are. He knows what you can take. He knows by time. You don't know, but he knows. So if you ask and you waver, it's double-minded. He said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you can't hang on and ask for what you want and stand still, you're probably doing that in life too. But let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he's exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because of the flower of the grass he shall pass away. I'm getting there. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass and the flowers fall, and the grace of the fashion of it perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. So James is talking about different things. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You read that? For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord shall has promised to them that love him. If you endure the temptation, if you endure what you're going through, if you let God bring you through, let God bring you through every temptation, every trial, every test. If we let God bring us through, he gives us a crown of, what did he say, what kind of crown there? Isn't that something? There's a song where they're going to throw their crowns. I know it's a crown of life, and it's a victor's crown. There's different crowns that you get. But every man is tempted. Listen to this now. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Don't say now. When he said, but every man is tempted. He said, then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Don't say now that you're tempted by God, because God don't tempt nobody. Hello. He tested Abraham, not tempted him. Sometimes the words, you know, when they write it in this different, but he tested him. He said, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man with evil. So you're not tempted by God. You are tempted because your eyes looked. Your mind say, okay. And next time it got down in your heart, and next thing you know, there it is. You're not tempted by God. You tried, but the temptations of sin is in man. I'm telling you, it's out there in the world. You can't hardly go to the store. You can't hardly go to the store. The music playing, you know, the magazines full of filth. I'm telling you, you almost have to put blinders on your eyes. I'm telling you, it's awful. Our world is being filled, and we just, it's just everyday things. I thought to myself, they even get on TV. I said, Lord, have mercy. We don't even see it. Women get on the news. They get on television with a bra and panties. And if they walk out there, they'll get arrested for indecent exposure. But they can get on television and show all their nakedness. It's just awful. And then we don't, you know, the cute little thing. Oh, Lord, we need God. And we need the eyes of God. We need the heart of God. We need to know what God is saying to us, or we'll get caught up in that mess. Because it's every day. You see it every day. As soon as, you know, you get, you know, brainwashed. And you don't think nothing about it. But I pick a magazine up, I say, now, Lord, if anybody would walk out the street looking like this, they'd put them in jail. But then they got them in the magazines, on the television, poor women. And they just exploit women to no end. It's pitiful. But God, this is the last day, children of God. Say last day. This is it. I said, this is it. If it get any worse, it'll be so, I can see why the earth is mad. the weather mad, thunder just roar, lightning striking, and I can see it. They're angry because the earth is so wicked. It's just terrible. Every good gift, he said, comes from God. Come down from the Father of lights. I'm going to skip down to number 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth thereon, listen there, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If you look and find that what to do, I was talking to Al the other this morning, I think we was talking. I say, if we could just believe, and Gwen, you kind of hit it this morning, what God is saying is true. So I asked my daughter, when she, my granddaughter, I said, she said, I've been sick. I said, did you call and ask somebody to agree with you? She said, well, our church don't have a lot of elders. Yeah, but there's another scripture. See, God got you there now. He said, if two of you will agree, it's touching anything. He didn't say, you know, if you ain't got no elders, then to use that one. We're in a place, children of God, all of us, Sister Davis on down. Let us try the word. Let's do what the word tell us to do. You get sick, call for somebody. Ask somebody. Ooh, because you know why? Because the word said it. That's right. Is that what it said? That's what I'm saying. We got to keep the word. The Lord says, so many of you all are sick because you won't do what I said. They look to the church, the elders. I think the elders are older people. But they said, well, she don't know. I don't know if she can pray. That ain't your business. God say, call for the elders. He said, let them pray over them, and the prayer of faith will save them. Look, and if they committed any sins, they be forgiven them. You can't miss. Oh, I'll be okay. Oh, Sister Sally, she's been up all night. She tired. That ain't what the Bible say. God knew the tiredness. He knew all that. You need to do what the Bible say do. Call for the elders. And I said, Lord, why don't we do that? We could be in the, almost dying. You know, we could, you know, because we don't want to bother nobody, but that ain't what the birds say. You understand what I'm saying? I'm simply saying that we got to keep the word. If we just do what the Bible tell us to do. Hey, would you agree with me with such and such thing? Yeah, I need such and such thing. Would you agree with me? That's all you got to do. Call somebody and agree with them. Sister Gwen, I'm going through so-and-so. I got to go there. Would you agree with me that such and such thing? You get much more done. Hello. Yes, Lord. Well, whoever. Yes, Lord. I know Al said a lot of times, they'll wake up, he say, Al, pray for me. But a lot of us ain't got husbands you can say that to. But if you do, you can use your husband. Of course. Of course. So he said, if any man among you seem to be religious, now he's talking about something else now, and bottle not his tongue, deceive his own self. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, the widows and the affliction. Listen to that now. This is pure religion now. This is pure. This is it. And to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's the purity of living a Christian life. I want to say this. This is in my heart. Let's keep the word. Let's do it like the Bible say do it. It ain't what we think and how we think it's supposed to be. But if the Bible say do it, then do it. In all your ways, he say, acknowledge me. We go through something. Don't sit up and worry. He didn't say do that. He said not to worry. But in all your ways, acknowledge me. And what? He didn't say I might direct you. He didn't say, well, no, he said, I will direct your path, and he will. All I'm simply saying to you this morning is, let's keep the word to the best of our ability. When you're sick, when you go through your trials, your tests, do what he say. Amen. Because if you do, it's going to come out right. If you don't, that's why man is in such a bad shape he in. He in a mess because he don't do what God tell him to do. He going to do it. I don't need him. I'm thinking about this family. I listened to the mother. She said, well, I don't want my daughter to have to go through speaking, you know, with like a man's voice and getting hair on her face, you know, and having an Adam's apple. She shouldn't have to do that. She says she a girl. She shouldn't have to do that. I ain't have to worry about no Adam's apple on me. I ain't have to worry about that. I grew up into a woman. So what is your problem? So see what how the enemy got people? And this is getting prevalent. It ain't just a little bit now. This is getting where, good Lord, you don't hardly know who you're talking to. Women, y'all better pray for y'all get a husband. You better ask God. Because you don't know what you may be getting. I'm telling you now. You go out, you go to school, you go to college and stuff. You don't know what you're getting. You better pray. Yeah, I'm telling you, it'll take about a year or two of courting or dating or whatever. You better pray because you don't know what you get. You may be thinking you're getting one thing and get another. Another thing, children of God, pray. Don't just get, pray. I've seen so many people hurt. I've seen so many ladies hurt. I've been here a long time. I've seen girls hurt. But I had one of my daughters, they listen pretty good. They listen pretty good. This boy went to court, one of them. I won't say which one. He came to the house and something ain't right with this boy. And Sister Minnie was over there. She said, something ain't right with that boy. I said, you know what? We don't feel like something right with that boy. That boy was dropped like a hot potato. You better believe your parents. Amen. Listen to your parents. They seek the Lord. They know from God. You know what I'm saying? Listen! You ain't going to get left out. Come on now. God got some people, got somebody for you. Amen. We know that my daughter, my granddaughter is she's tired too. Leslie, listen. Don't jump. Listen. Listen. Don't do nothing. Don't take this message as something that I done made up. Because the enemy is after your soul. He knows that if this fails, you won't believe God anymore. You'll be real skeptical about what God say. He working on you, child. I'm just telling you right for all the saints, because it's just the family just mostly here. Listen. Be ready. Because I thought, you know, you was kind of spicy. I thought you said, hey, you know. But, you know, the enemy is after your soul. The devil, you know, you had a wonderful when the sister come here, what God was going to do with your life and make you. You think the devil going to sit back and just let you do that? You know, he ain't going to sit back and let you do that. So what he do? He look at what you want the most. He look at that. And then he'll go get something. Yes, Lord. So listen to God. That I don't know, just listen to God. You just listen to God. Set up and raise your hands and let God give you some strength right now. Thank you, Lord. Just raise your hands up. Lord, give my sister strength. This is also my granddaughter too, Lord. Give her strength. Lord, you know we all have gone through in our lives. Lord, have mercy. And I thank you that she's not offended. Because I don't believe you're offended. I don't think you're offended. Because God don't offend people. He really doesn't. So I'm asking you, Lord, to touch her right now. In the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord. Hallelujah. Her mind, her feelings, and everything that's in her. Because you know we are women. You know all about it, Lord. You know about us. And I ask you to help her to stand and to know what's the right thing to do in this situation. Let her know, God, no matter what is said. Because the devil's smart. I say he's smart. He even tricked Eve, who was made by God. So you know better than her. And I'm telling you, you need God. You need God's directions. And so I'm asking you to take his directions. Because he wants to direct. He loves you. That's what you're doing here today. You know, you're here today, you're tired. The work is about to work you out, and you're working, and you're tired, and you're sleeping, and you're tired. But you're here today. And I believe God had this for you. Keep his word and listen to what he say. Because from today, the decision will make your life. In Jesus' name. Anybody else need prayer today? I want to pray for all y'all. Need prayer. My main thing is keep the word. You don't remember nothing else. Let's walk in the word. If we can walk in the word, we're going to do fine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Clay, I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. You know the dream I told you I had about you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for you because this is it. You know, even if it be 40 more years, we won't live to see it. Because we all up in ourselves, we're going to be gone from here. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know the decision you've made. I don't know if you made the decision to really give it all to the Lord. Give your life to him, you know, and learn of him. Because he said, take my yoke and learn of me. We don't know. We've been walking in this thing a long time, and I ain't near where I want to be. No. I got places I want to go in God. You know, so it's just believing that he paid the price for your sin. Because you can't pay it. You can't get on the cross. You know, you couldn't take probably a stripe on your back, not one. But Jesus, he was the substitute for our sins. His blood cleanses us from all our sins. It is him that we have to come to. And so we believe that he told the Jews, he said, except you believe that I'm the one that you're looking for, you will die in your sins. That's what he told the Jewish people. So I love you, Clay. You've always respected me. When we were married, me and Ernie, you know what they used to tell me? You know, we didn't have no toothpaste a lot of time. You'd buy your toothpaste and stuff. And so Lord's name would say, tell Celeste to go tell Clay. You know, because he, they felt that if I asked you, I could get the toothpaste. And so I want to thank you for your love, for your kindness toward me. I'll never forget it. I'm your sister, and I believe it. Okay, so you think about, have you thought about it? God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I've learned a lot standing up here. And also going out and talking to people, being around folks. Jesus knows, but he knows everything. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit touching her. Because she could have really been offended. But see, she loved God. And she know grandma wouldn't do nothing to hurt her. And she know the Lord wouldn't do nothing to hurt her. You know, this God is something else. You know, I'm going to tell you so, but the Lord is not going to do that unless he knows that. God don't do that. He don't. I was really surprised at that. I was surprised. I really was. You surprised than I am. I'm surprised than you are. Where you stand? How you feeling, sister? You feel better? That's good. Be healed. You know, just go home and just get well. Brother Leonard, we want to pray for you, but we're going to pray for you. Don't worry, your time is coming here. But today I just thought we just got to keep the word. You know, brother, I've been in this a long time. I'm not a novice. I've been doing this 30, 35 years. And I know when God do something for people. I told brother, I said, God did something for that man. I don't know what he did, but he touched you. God touched you last week. I know he did. And I was looking for you to call me and say something. But, you know, I'm still looking for your healing. I'm looking for your completeness. I'm looking for God. It's going to be. Yes. Yes. It's like I said, the clouds, the size of a man's head,
first thing that I heard.
Ain't that beautiful?
This ear without hearing aids.
Isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful, brother? Yes, Lord. Yes. You heard it. Yes. Yeah, that gave you courage and gave you some more. Yes. Amen. We getting there, Brother Leonard. We getting there. We just want to thank the Lord. He's a good God. Thank you. Yes, I thank him. Yes, I thank him for you. Because you're going to be the testimony. And like you say, you're going to tell everybody. I know you are. I can see you. Hey, wait a minute. Here, you over here. Let me tell you this. Amen. Anybody else need prayer? Huh? What happened to her? What? Wow.
And the car seat is to the back. So I wonder how mom's going to see if the car seat is facing the back of the seat.
Yeah, the face, yeah, they face the back now.
The car together, so Lindsay was sitting and seeing it and it scared me to death. But, you know, I don't think it's
Jordan. Jordan. Lord of mercy. Yeah. Yeah, something coming up choking her. Put oil on this hair. Need some handkerchiefs now. I'm going to use that for a handkerchief, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You take this and place it on her. In the name of Jesus, Father. This is what we had, so we have to have handkerchiefs. I got them at the home. I'll do whatever you say. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, God did a couple things here today that I don't think I never did. You, beginning of a greater ministry. Helping your grandma, ain't that so? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Just thank him for being here today. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for him, for brother. I really, really want to thank you for what God did for you. I just, because I'm really praying for you and brother John and for everybody in the church. Praise the Lord that the Lord would just deliver us all. So he can be glorified. You know, people want to hear God and do stuff. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done for Brother Leonard. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Finish it, Lord, because you never start nothing you don't finish. So finish the work, Lord, and end it in righteousness. I ask it in Jesus' name. I want us to pray, too, for Sister Wenda. She had one of her knees replaced. The knee thing. They took it out and put in something. But anyway, be praying for her. I've seen her last week. Be praying for her. She's doing better, though. I'm thinking, you know, she's doing well than what people go through. So we send the word to Sister Wenda. You touch her, and we thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now worship one more time. Just worship one more time, saints. And just thank him and praise him for what he's doing. Hallelujah. And what he's going to do. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew, thank you, Lord. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance upon you, my brothers, and give you his peace. In Jesus' name. Turn around and love on somebody. Thank you, Jesus.